The focus of this course is allergy and immunology, two interrelated phenomena in the human body. The immune system includes functions of the body designed to protect it from various pathogens. When functioning normally, individuals can survive various kinds of external and internal insults. When functioning abnormally, it can lead to conditions of autoimmunity and immunosuppression. Allergic reactions are secondary to an abnormal immune response. Individuals with allergies are highly sensitive immunologically to common substances found in the environment that don't commonly affect non-allergic individuals. The discussion in Chapter 1 covers innate immunity or the innate immune system. This is the evolutionarily older of the two major immune systems in humans and other vertebrates. This system responds more quickly than the adaptive immune system and is relatively nonspecific. It starts with effective barrier systems and involves cells that quickly identify a pathogen, killing it before it causes an infection. The subject of Chapter 2 is adaptive or acquired immunity. This is an important aspect of the immune system that doesn't exist at the time of birth. It gradually develops as the immune system comes in contact with pathogens and identifies them as being abnormal. Antibodies are made against various antigens, which facilitates the death of pathogens. It also develops memory cells, in which cells retain the knowledge of a particular antigen and can react much more quickly should the individual develop a repeat infection with the same pathogen. This part of the immune system takes longer to develop, but is long-lasting. Antigens and antibodies are the subject of Chapter 3. These represent a lock and key mechanism in the immune system as unique molecules, substances, that are a part of the adaptive humoral immune system. The antigens are processed and presented on antigen-producing cells to B cells that make the antibodies. Antibodies come in several types and have unique functions that aid in the immune process. Immunologically speaking, the lock is the antigen, and the key is the antibody that binds to it. Each of these components is discussed as part of this chapter. Chapter 4 of the course examines the phenomenon of autoimmunity. Autoimmunity is the process by which the immune cells of the body identify a self-antigen as foreign and create an autoimmune response to it. There are hundreds of different autoimmune diseases, some of which are tissue-specific, while others are system-wide autoimmune problems. The theories and practices behind autoimmunity will be discussed along with several common autoimmune diseases. The focus of Chapter 5 is immunosuppression and immunodeficiency states. Immunosuppression involves a decrease in the effectiveness of the immune system. It can be genetic or acquired. Drugs can cause immunodeficiency states. There are a number of inherited immunodeficiency diseases affecting several parts of the immune system to varying degrees. Each of these will be covered as part of this chapter. Chapter 6 examines immediate hypersensitivity, including the different types of hypersensitivity reactions. These are protective mechanisms that may cause immunopathological conditions. There are several types of hypersensitivity reactions that have different effects on the immune system. The phenomenon of hypersensitivity reactions and their treatment are covered in this chapter. The subject of Chapter 7 in the course is transplant immunology, including stem cell and solid organ transplants. Transplants of any kind from a donor will necessitate an HLA-matched donor, usually from a matched sibling. Many different organs can be transplanted successfully with today's medical techniques. The immunology behind transplantation is discussed in this chapter. Chapter 8 is about the allergic response and allergy testing. The allergic response is one of the hypersensitivity reactions that involve an allergen and the IgE antibody. The allergic response can affect the airways, skin, or GI tract. Associated itching and inflammation are common. Allergy testing is one way of identifying a certain allergy a person may have. Once this is known, the option for allergy desensitization shots or immunotherapy can be initiated. Chapter 9 examines the allergic phenomenon of allergic rhinitis.